Gun violence has been an ongoing issue in St. Louis for too long. Now seen as America's murder capital, St. Louis has had 53 fatal shootings already this year as of May 2017.
This is Emma,
Colton,
Maren,
Jacqueline,
and Thomas.
And we are here today to familiarize you with gun violence.
In St. Louis, it is hard to find somebody who has not been affected by gun violence. But many people did not seem to know about the issue.
Almost everyone who had been affected had similar opinions.
Nobody don't need to get a gun right now. I mean, like Laura said, you live by the sword, you go die by the sword. And I pray every day that everybody can get along.
We also spoke with some people with interesting ideas, like Javad Kazali. Javad Kazali is a lawyer downtown that does mainly immigration and civil rights work.
And that we just think that the answer is more guns, more guns, more guns. I think you should treat guns like you treat cars. You should make sure that people take tests before they can drive. Why wouldn't we make sure that people know how to be safe with guns before we give them to them? We insure cars because we want to make sure that if they hurt somebody, that the people who are hurt are taken care of. We should be insuring guns.
And Kathleen from T-Rex. T-Rex is a collaborative workspace that helps small businesses get off the ground. T-Rex hopes that the businesses they help will locate in the city and help revitalize it.
You guys are talking about gun violence. This is something that we talk about in T-Rex a lot, because the reason our organization was founded was so that we can help populate downtown St. Louis with more businesses. We feel very strongly that if more businesses are located down here, that there will be more people out on the street, less vacant blocks, less just long stretches of streets where you don't encounter anyone, and oftentimes where a lot more crime happens. So something we're really committed to is getting the companies everything they need here so that they can move out.
We spoke with a street performer who shared a very different view on our issue. People have proven that it isn't just their own lives about people are worried about.
Yeah, I think there should be some type of control on guns. If not guns, bullets. Let them have all the guns they want to, but don't make it hard to get bullets. You know, that's my thought on it. I don't know what else St. Louis can do. I mean, the laws is that you have the right to bear arms.
Yeah.
Now shake it up, baby, now.
We spoke with a TCS parent who was concerned for her children's safety.
I feel pretty scared about not. I'm always sure that if my children are going to someone's house, I always ask, are there guns in the home? We always talk, you know, pretty open with my kids about what to do if there's a gun in the home. Just like we practice fire drills, we also practice, what would you do? Let's say we're playing and someone pulls out this cool gun they found. What do you do? And we rehearse like what reaction you would have and what you would want to do in that situation.
When we proceeded to ask these people about their views on gun laws, they had strong opinions. These strong opinions come from personal experience.
So I hear a lot of gunshots from my loft. So I try not to let it be something that where I live in fear.
Well, I've had several members of my family to be murdered, or someone shot them and killed them. It's in all neighborhoods. It doesn't matter where you live now, it's gun violence.
My half-brother had got killed, from a weapon, a gun. And it was very sad, very sad. And by someone else, shouldn't have a gun at all.
Thank you for listening to
Gun Violence in St. Louis.